أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series, we've been reviewing the exegesis, the commentary, the analysis of chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, as authored by Sheikh Mohsin Qiraati and found in his multi-volume commentary Tafsir al-Nur. Today in our discussion, we want to look at the topic of the reality of death and our incapacity to prevent it. And in this discussion, we'll be journeying through verses 83 up until verse number 87. So a total of 5 verses to better understand this topic from this aspect of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Now, as we know in the previous sections and even the name of the surah, the chapter known as Al-Waqi'ah, this great event, this impending event, this event of reality, that it speaks and it is named and it is entitled about the end of this world, the death that we will all face in the day of resurrection. And so it is apt that this section will speak about the reality of death and the inability for you and I as human beings to actually prevent this reality from coming forth. Before we go into the commentary, let us have a listen to the Arabic verses, followed by the English translation, and we'll then come back and have a review of some of the thinking points and some of the lessons that we can learn. Allah says the following in Surah Al-Waqi'ah.
فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومَ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ.
Why, then, when the soul of the dying person reaches the throat, and you are at that time looking on helplessly, and when we are nearer to him than you, though you do not see.
فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Why then, if you are not governed by any authority and are not to be requited, why do you not then bring the soul back to the body of the dying person, if you are truthful in your claim of being independent of the supreme authority? As we see in this passage of verses, God is addressing humanity, that when a person is on their deathbed and the soul is about to leave the body, and we as their loved ones, their family, their friends are looking upon that person in a state of utter helplessness, God tells us that if you think that you are independent in your authority, if there is no day of judgment, if there is no such thing as death, if there is no such thing as being brought back to God after death, then why do you not bring that soul back into the body of the dying person? If we feel that we are independent from God, then why can we not delay or even obliterate the concept of death? Let us see what Sheikh Mohsin Qiraati has to say in this regards in his commentary of this passage. He states the following, that if those who deny the resurrection doubt in the power of God in terms of him being able to bring the dead back to life, then do they also deny the power of God in taking away the life of the human being as well? They will witness the scene in which a person is on the verge of having their life taken away from them, and that no one can do anything to stop this from happening. They have experienced their own inability firsthand and have seen his power at the time of the impending death. And that same power which he has to take away the life is the same power which can once again infuse life after death. If death was something which was not under the influence of the intention and determination of God, and was something which happened by chance, then it would be possible for you and I to prevent it from happening. For those who deny God, one must bring evidences to convince them, just as we see that in this chapter, time and time again, multiple proofs have been brought forth by God. We see verses such as, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ, that have you given thought to the sperm drop that you, your life germ that you emit? And also, as God has said in this chapter, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ, have you ever given thought to that which you grow in the ground, what you sow, the seeds that you plant? And also God has told us, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ, have you given thought to the fire which you kindle? Of course, sometimes some people should be humiliated by way of showing them scenes of their own life in situations in which they are completely incapable of doing anything to change their situation. Just as we see in these verses in which God speaks to such people and says to them, none of you have the ability to push away death and to keep alive your dear loved ones for even an extra moment. Indeed, God is all close to all of his servants, whether they are good or bad. As he says in this verse, in this passage, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ, that we are nearer to him than anything else. However, that which is important and carries value to it is that we seek to attain closeness to God through our faith and our righteous actions. Looking at some of the words which God has used in this passage, the word Madin, it comes from the word Dain in the meaning of retribution. And therefore we have this phrase, Yawm ad-Din, which is one of the names of the day of resurrection, the day of retribution, the day of accountability. And we read this in the Quran in Surah Al-Fatiha, the first chapter of the Quran, in which we see and we say, Maliki Yawm ad-Din, the master, the owner of the day of judgment, the day of retribution. It should also be kept in mind that when God uses the word looking, when he says tanzurun, that this is not the same as seeing, or as God says, tubasirun. And how many times is it found that a person looks at something, however, cannot see it, and falls into thought about something else entirely different? Let us conclude this discussion today with a few takeaway messages from this passage of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. The first message to reflect upon is that the last moments of dying and death, that in itself, that this is a surety for everyone. And the word used in this verse or in this passage was idha. And this comes when the thing being discussed is something which will definitely occur. As we said, and as we know as a reality, that death is a reality, that death is a definite occurrence that no one can deny. We may be able to delay it. People may live over 100 years, but ultimately God will eventually take each and every single human being, no matter how far we become advanced in our technology and our science and in the field of medicine. Point number two is that God is the closest entity to the human being, closer than anyone else can be to another person. The closeness which people have for one another is a physical proximity. However, the closeness of God stems from his complete surrounding at a metaphysical level of his creations. And the third and the final point to reflect upon in this passage of Surah Al-Waqi'ah is that the resurrection and its punishments and rewards in the next life are definite. And this is seen by the usage of the past tense verb to describe an event which will transpire in the future. And this shows that something is definitely going to happen. We ask God for the protection of that day, and we ask God that our actions are such that on the day of resurrection we are raised with the prophets, with the imams, with the righteous people, and that we are kept away from all punishments and retributions and the difficulties of that day. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.